Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
We need you by the Cancer Alliance. This episode is brought to you by Aspen Pharmacare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Statements of fact and opinions expressed are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Aspen Pharmacare. The Cancer Alliance updates us on their latest endeavor, Moonshot, in closing the care gap in South Africa, and they are calling on cancer patients to help them. Cancer care access in South Africa has been problematic now for years, and the divide between the private sector and the public sector is increasing. For the 86% of the population that access the public sector, they only have access to about 20% of healthcare professionals that service the sector. Further, an alarming 6 billion rand was spent by one medical scheme only for oncology care in 2023. And even more alarming is that only 5% of patients that have access to private sector services have access to high-cost medicines. Is this equity? A collaborative research study, Legal Frameworks and Policies, Advancing Innovative Approaches to Cancer Care in South Africa, was conducted by Cancer Alliance, CANCER, Institute for Cancer Policy, King's College London, and the Faculty of Medicine, Wits University. The Dalla Omar Institute for Constitutional Law, Governance, and Human Rights conducted a desktop review on 6 countries that have dedicated cancer acts in place and compared our own health legal framework using a human rights lens. The result of the study included qualitative interviews with 25 respondents. These included cancer survivors, cancer specialists, legal human rights and public health specialists, as well as policy and decision makers that were consulted about the feasibility of a dedicated cancer act. The peer-reviewed paper titled Harnessing the Law to Advance Equitable Cancer Care in South Africa, Exploring the Feasibility, Desirability, and Added Value of the Dedicated National Cancer Act was published earlier this year. A dedicated policy brief and summary of the desktop research will be available on the Cancer Alliance website. How will this affect cancer patients? A cancer act isn't feasible, not within the political climate that we now have in South Africa and the proposed NHI. We rather need to leverage on what exists and how we can improve the health system. A National Cancer Institute would bring together the cancer needs under one umbrella body. Best practice from other countries, such as Kenya, the Philippines, Chile, Brazil, and Uganda, are examples to follow in bringing together the complexity of cancer care across the continuum of care. Objectives of such an institute would include data collection and surveillance to inform planning and budget for cancer care, research focused on local systems to inform cancer prevention, early detection, control regulations, and policies, determining a definitive National Cancer Control Plan, NCCP, including monitoring and evaluation, establishing standardized guidelines for all common cancers for both the public and private sector, which will include appropriate referral pathways to improve timely treatment, equitable and affordable cancer care access incorporating value-based care, ensuring supportive and palliative care systems from diagnosis, training and education of cancer care specialists across the various professions, to ensure an appropriate legal system that supports cancer care rights. We see this as a social contract. It's not a business deal, and thus we refer to the principle of patient, public, private, and philanthropic partnership, where the patient is at the center of what we want to achieve. Lobbying for an institute. Cancer Alliance successfully lobbied all the professional societies involved in cancer care, public sector heads of department for all the specialties, research institutions, as well as the National Department of Health and the Department of Science and Technology, for the establishment of such an institute, based on the principles of collective decision-making, non-prescriptiveness, shared responsibility, and mutual trust. Close the equity gap. We need every single cancer patient and their loved ones to join us in our call to action. We need to speak with one voice. We are reminded of the words of John F. Kennedy. We choose to go to the moon. The challenge must be one that we are unwilling to postpone and one that we intend to win. This episode is brought to you by Aspen Pharmacare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Statements of fact and opinions expressed are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Aspen Pharmacare.